Good afternoon and welcome to Your Music Lesson here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett and we are going to spend today's program with Eric Nordstrom and Hap Purcell, the two dudes performing for this Sunday's Eric and Friends series. That's happening Sunday, January 26th, 5 p.m. at the Fence Line Cidery. And sitting across from me and next to me, Hap Purcell and Eric Nordstrom. Gentlemen, welcome. Hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bryant, for having us up.
Glad to see you all. Now, Eric, this is something that is your brainchild going back over a year ago, a duo series that you kind of came up with, a way for you to play with a bunch of other musicians that maybe you don't normally play with?
Yeah, I was. I feel like I have half of me in the folk world and the other half in the rock world, and I do like the folk scene. I've been going to Pagosa for many years now, and I started off a long time ago as a Kansas kid, learning about Winfield, Kansas, and it definitely blew my mind to be part of that National Flat Picking Championship, and it's a great campground in Winfield, and I think Pagosa is pretty similar in a lot of ways to Winfield. But I love the idea of random musicians coming together and playing music spontaneously, but I don't always experience that with rehearsed rock bands, and so
sure.
I thought about this idea of ways to play with other musicians in the region and have a little bit of that folk approach, but we do practice usually once, then we kind of wing it. And I've discovered that the crowds have been, I think, generally appreciative of what we're doing and accept the fact that we're going to make some mistakes, which we certainly do usually with most people.
Yeah.
However, with Hap, this is a pretty comforting one for me because we've had a lot of rehearsals together as part of Lawn Chair Kings, and so it's great that we're having this opportunity to play as a duo.
Well, it's the start of the show, and you all have instruments in your hands. So let's hear a song, and then we'll talk to Hap about being recruited into this and the one practice. So let's hear a song. Simple Recipe, is that what we're hearing?
Yes, let's play that one.
Sit down, boy, no need to be rough. I know you got power in your outfit tough. You had a sip of water and a bottle in your hand. Before you throw that thing, you should listen to the man. I mean the man, Mark Twain, who said when life is getting rough, step away from it all and call the bluff. It's a simple recipe to remember if you can. Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. Sit down, boy, ain't that good? Got a glass of water in case you need it, man. And sure enough, comes your cranky old man. Slash him in the face and listen to the man. I mean the man, Mark Twain, who said when life was getting rough, step away from it all and call the bluff. It's a simple recipe to remember if you can. Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. Stay humble and stick to the plan. If you forget, just listen to the man. I mean the man, Mark Twain, who said when life was getting rough, step away from it all and call the bluff. It's a simple recipe to remember if you can. Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting.
V- Very nice. Joined up here on today's program, Eric Nordstrom and Hap Purcell in the Eric and Friends series with Eric and Hap. This Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Fence Line Cidery. Simple recipe. That's a Nordstrom original. Are these all Nordstrom originals?
Yeah, they're all original songs.
Well, what's the story with Simple Recipe?
Oh, there's a quote attributed to Mark Twain about...
Oh, because he's mentioned in the song, too.
That's correct. Yeah, that whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting, and I thought that was kind of a thing to play off of. And I was camping out with my dog, Hap, not the banjo player, Hap, and he's a good songwriting companion for me, the dog, Hap, and... Anyway, we were camping up by Transfer Park area near Mancos, and I was just writing a slew of songs, and that was just an idea that came into my head. And you know, honestly, when I wrote it, I thought the lyrics were kind of cheesy, but then listening back to the tape, I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta play that one out. So sometimes the cheesy lyrics kind of stick with me. So.
Now, do members of the American literary canon often make it into Eric Nordstrom songs?
Sometimes. The Albert Camus sometimes comes up.
I have no idea who that Albert. I don't know who that is.
The Stranger, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
He's a French author.
Okay.
But yeah, sometimes I look to pop culture or books or, you know, current events.
Yeah.
Weekly World News sometimes for inspiration or,
Batboy was Weekly World News was the Batboy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I wrote a song, Clone Town, based off of one of the Weekly World News articles.
Okay.
Yeah.
This series, Eric has played with a bunch of people that have not been in his band, like Glenn Smith and Dale X. Allen, Caitlin Cannon. Eric, you haven't been in any bands with the three that I just mentioned, but Hap, you have been a lawn chair king off and on over the years. So how do you get recruited into this? And lean up into your mic there. But how do you get recruited into this? Like Eric just shoots you a text and entices you with some cheap beer.
Well, he asked me a few times, and I always smiled and nodded. But we did have the occasion of picking together one time, and it was a few months after our last Lawn Chair Kings gig, and it was no pressure. We were just playing all these great old songs that he had written that we'd played for years, years.
In the full band setting.
Right, we played it in the full band setting, and so with just the two of us playing it, it was such a wonderful experience of. Just all this shared musical history between us just came out, just popped out whole.
Yeah.
It was like, so it was pretty, we decided right on the spot.
Yeah.
Let's do this. This is going to be really fun.
So then this is a nice event because, I mean, compared to a Launcher King show where four of you, Eric, you come in, a couple electric guitars, a bunch of pedals, you know, Happy, you have a banjo and an electric guitar playing in the Launcher Kings, you know, aside from the simple fact that there's just a whole bunch of lot less gear to schlep around. I don't know. It's maybe more of like a straightforward, honest musical thing, not hiding behind a bunch of amplification or something like that.
I totally see it that way. Yeah, and particularly, I mean, it's nice because you can focus on that one thing you're doing. Whereas in the Lawn Chair Kings, I was sort of a utility player. I would make a lot of different sounds.
Sure.
So I would play some soundscapes and some songs, you know, with electric guitar and some more hard rock songs and then a lot of banjo stuff. And that would kind of give a flavor to what that song was. And with just the one instrument and the mic, it's pretty honest and you can put your whole focus into doing that one thing. You don't have to switch the instruments. You don't have to switch any pedals.
Yeah.
It's full focus. And I really like that. And then when you're done, you put it in the case and you're done.
I was going to say, I think sometimes less is more. And that's certainly one thing I think about with the banjo, which is a very full, lots of notes kind of instrument, with the acoustic guitar, I think there's a richness to it that's more accentuated in a duo format than perhaps the full band with drums and bass and all that stuff going on. No offense to Pat and Dan out there, but it's cool just to break it down I think it brings out some other aspects of the music that you wouldn't hear otherwise.
Absolutely.
Now, Eric, if I can actually go back to something that you said earlier, just to you and I have known each other for a long time, 20 years roughly. And we've mentioned trying to attend the Winfield, Kansas thing, although we probably haven't talked about it in a long time, but it's kind of been on our list, and I don't know what has kept us. Well, probably like schedules in the late summer, fall has kind of kept us from going there, but I haven't been to a festival in a long time, but that's one that I want to
Oh, sure.
That's one
that I
want to
go to. The
third
weekend in September, and I have not been there in a long time myself.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, indeed, right along 160. You can keep on the road out east, out into Kansas, and it's kind of an obscure road trip, but it's excellent. People come from the east, west coast, all around the nation. It's kind of right in the center.
Now, what is it, the 160 folk circuit? Is that what you said?
Well, I was calling it the Highway 160 folk scene with Pagosa Springs and Winfield. And you do see a lot of Winfield shirts out in Pagosa.
Sure, yeah.
I think there's kind of a connection there.
And I guess that these days there is a folk kind of scene with you picking around some lake in Mancos or something.
Joe Moore Lake.
The Joe Moore Lake, because mm-hmm. I know there's a scene out there with Jack, and I think you've gone out there, and then 160 rolling through Durango with mm-hmm. the Meltdown, of course.
Yes.
And then the Pagosa Festivals, and yes, and you keep going after Pagosa, you go keep going east for another 1,000 miles, and and you hit Winfield, so... We are onto something here.
Yeah.
But now, Hap, you at playing the banjo there. Do you favor the banjo over the electric guitar?
By far.
Is it like a you do?
Oh, by far, yeah. I'm a banjo player. I'd like to think of myself as a guitar player, but I'm a banjo player.
You're a banjo player.
I can play guitar, but yeah, I kind of have focused on the banjo lately, and I feel that's kind of my future.
Yeah. Can we hear another song?
Sure. Let's play a Runaway Truck. Got that.
Gotta move out ahead, gotta get my ass out of bed. Falling down to the floor, don't think I can take no more. On the runaway truck and I'm out of luck. Pedal down to the floor, trucking down a mountain road. Racing down a little hill, going down a little hill. On a runaway truck and I'm out of luck. Time can't even fake. I steered a stop in that living. I wish I could, but I'm too late. On a runaway truck, and I'm out of luck. That mountainside is pretty now. Look over there and check out that cow. Wish I could shake it off, but I ran out of asphalt. runaway drunk and I'm out of luck.
Excellent. Joined up here by Eric Nordstrom and Hat Purcell in the Eric and Friends series, continuing this Sunday, January 26th, 5 p.m. at the Fence Line Cidery. Runaway Truck. Whenever you think of like a runaway truck type of song, you think of C.W. McCall's Wolf Creek Pass.
He's a definite influence on that song, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Now, back to this series, Eric.
Black Bear Road.
Yeah. Black Bear Road, Crispy Critters. Not about Runaway Truck, but... yeah, the whole C.W. McCall catalog is funny. The series started as kind of like a monthly thing, but you've scaled it back a little bit.
Yes, it was good to get the word out there in the monthly format. And then, you know, with, gosh, what was it, last, losing track, a couple of Decembers ago, I was just like, gosh, I need to scale this back a little bit. And then I thought about doing it every other month, and... Then when I thought about doing it every 3 months, I was like, well, that would be basically once a season.
Once a season.
So that's it's kind of a neat way to celebrate the different seasons. And right now I'm doing the spring and fall at the Makis Brewery, and then at the cidery, Fence Line Cidery, it's the winter and summer sessions. So we're celebrating winter now with Hap.
I could imagine having it once a month somewhat daunting, musicians that you know and you know well, and maybe you know their catalog, but you haven't played with them, and it's not like you have time to sit down and, you know, let's meet every day for the next 14 days and practice. You can't pull that off, so scaling it back is reasonable to keep the quality, you know, what you would expect it and want it to be.
Well, you know, on my end, I can't say it's going to be any more quality, but no, it's a little bit more manageable, and you know, we practice. I tend to practice once with the person, and we try to cover the harder songs at the start of that practice, and then towards the end, we might throw in some standards that we don't need to necessarily play the full song right then, but at least talk about it.
And then I would imagine you keep a wish list.
Oh yeah, yep. I have a pretty long list of a lot of musicians, and I don't know if I'm going to get through it all, but I will do my best, and it hits me. I'm talking to one of my musician friends, and I'm like, oh yeah, we should do this, and then we put it on the calendar, just like it happened with Hap and I that fateful day on the Chama River.
So that's where this was born. Was like at some type of an event or something.
Yeah, Jess Wilton, also an Eric and Friends alum, had his bachelor party.
Yeah.
And another thing I was just thinking about the folk scene is that sometimes you get these jams with numerous people. In fact, in Winfield, I can remember there was times there's hundreds and hundreds of people in a circle.
Yeah.
And I think the more people, the more standard things get. And sometimes I've noticed it's neat when there's less people.
Yeah.
And I think I had a moment like that on the Chama with you. It was when it was just us, we were able to really lock in and do some more complicated things than we could with more people.
Exactly, yeah. We'd been jamming with everybody all weekend, and then at some point we found ourselves just together, and it was really a special moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are joined up here by Eric Nordstrom and Hap Purcell, and the Eric and Friends series continues this Sunday, 5 p.m. out at the Fence Line Cidery in Mancos. It's right there in downtown Mancos. And let's bring it to a nice little venue to have music at.
I think it's super cute. Yeah, it's the crowds are really appreciative, and it's intimate enough where even if there's not a lot of people, it still feels like people are kind of interacting with the band. And also sometimes it gets really packed in there, and it's fun.
Yeah. Well, we have time for... one more song. So, should we hear another song?
Ooh, we could, let's play Doubt.
Okay. Doubt right now, from Eric and Hap.
Said, hey, kid, here's looking at you. You're looking at someone else. Lay around the bar, still feeling blue. You're laughing with someone else. In come the Nazis standing line. I don't stand for no one else. Maybe you came in the nick of time. Play it, Sam, one more time. Without a doubt, she said, now doubt is back in my head. This town, drinking and sitting, waiting round. People in uniform come inside, strutting their stuff, mouth open wide. Foreign occupation again, again. One by one, going down. Said, hey kid, here's looking at you. You're looking wildly all around. Without a doubt, she said, now doubt is back in my head. A bore. If I stood up, would you fall back down? I don't stand for no one else. Maybe you came in the nick of time. Play it, Sam, one more time. Without a doubt, she said, now doubt is back in my head. Without a doubt.
Very nice. One more cut there from Eric Nordstrom and Hap Purcell in the Eric and Friends series continues this Sunday. That's January 26, 5 p.m. out at the Fence Line Cidery. No cover either. So,
oh, no. No, there'll be a food truck, and I'm not sure, honestly, what – it might be the Green Table Farms, but I don't know what food truck. But there's going to be a food truck, and I try to time it so that people can have a little bit of fun on a Sunday and then also get home at a –
at a reasonable
early
time,
and yeah, get ready for the week and all that stuff. Yeah.
And there'll be some cider, some delicious cider.
I've heard that. I've heard that. Hap, anything else music-wise on your horizon? Will you be playing with anybody at this April's Meltdown or anything like
not
that?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
No, I don't know. It seems like every year towards Meltdown time, somebody calls me up and wants me to play with them. So
it could happen.
So it could happen, but yeah, I'm kind of taking a little hiatus right at the moment.
Okay. And Eric, in addition to this, Launcher King stuff, Farmington Hill stuff, all of that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Hap's been helping me with a solo
EP
that I started about over a year ago. Taylor Green came to town from Hawaii, and he wanted me to record him in my basement. And so while I had all the mics up, I'm like, tech with it. I need to record myself. And so I recorded 7 songs. And with that, Dan is going to play upright bass, Pat on brushes. I have Dale X. Allen on a couple of tracks with electric guitar.
Cool.
And then Hap, you're playing 3 songs. So, yeah, it's just it's a different experience to play with click tracks, but I think it's going to be a cool project.
Yeah, excellent. Well, the Eric and Friends series continues this Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Fenceline Cidery, and Eric Nordstrom will be playing guitar, and Hap Purcell will be playing banjo, and it will be songs, perhaps the 3 songs you just heard on this program, in addition to maybe 15 more. Is that about right? 18 song? Is that around?
Tends to be about 20 songs.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We're gonna play some old, certainly some old Lawn Chair King songs, but a few new ones I threw at Hap and then one of Hap's originals. And
cool.
I'm sure in the spirit of Eric and Friends, it'll be some high moments and some stumbles.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen,
I really
appreciate you all taking the time to be on KDR today. So thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey Buzz Aldrin, hey Neil Armstrong, we saw them beer cans on the moon from somebody before. And so I was sitting around reading Weekly World News, saw them beer cans there and it got me all confused. Schaefer beer cans lying by the foot of Buzz, in the lunar soil that's where they were from somebody before. Who could have done it? Who drank that Schaefer beer? Who got to the moon before Apollo 11? Who drank all that beer? Were they hippies in a flying microbus? Aided by Timothy Leary to turn on, tune in, to drop out, and knock a couple down? Truck. Listen to Merle Haggard. Mama tried the shape of beer. Tasted good, they just kept putting it down. Could be Russians, it's a double cover up. The vodka bottles wouldn't do, so they replaced them with some American good times and a can Schaefer brew. Now this is all top secret, government don't want you to know about the beer cans on the moon that got there before. If I get assassinated just for singing this song, you know it's cause of Schaefer beer that landed on the moon. Who could have done it? Who drank that Schaefer beer? Who got to the moon before Apollo 11? Who drank all that beer? Who drank all that beer?
Going out with one there from the Lawn Chair Kings, which features Eric Nordstrom and Hap Purcell, off of virtually acoustic Who Drank All That Beer. The Eric and Friends series continues this Sunday, January 26, 5 p.m. at the Fenceline Cidery. Eric Nordstrom will be joined by Hap Purcell, and I would like to thank Eric and Hap for joining us on today's program, and I would also like to thank you for listening. You have been tuned into Your Music Lesson. It's heard every Friday from 5:30 until right about now right here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett, encouraging you to support your local and live music scene wherever you may be, and I'll be back next week with another music lesson.